This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news. Heavy fighting was reported in Gaza on Friday as Israeli military said it had resumed combat operations against Hamas after accusing the Palestinian militant group of violating a temporary truce which expired early Friday by firing towards Israeli territory. The halt in fighting began a week ago on November 24th. It initially lasted for 4 days and then was extended for several days with the help of Qatar, and fellow mediator Egypt. Meantime, Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages on Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners. We get more on that part of this story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day, but any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than 3/4 of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel's prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mostab Hassan Yosef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Yosef. This is VOA News. Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBTQ+ activism in the most drastic step against advocates of gay, lesbian, and transgender rights in the increasingly conservative country. Ruling Thursday in response to a lawsuit filed by the Justice Ministry, the court labeled what it called the LGBTQ+ movement operating in Russia as an extremist organization and banned it. The ruling is the latest step in a crackdown on LGBTQ+ rights in Russia under President Vladimir Putin. Amnesty International called the ruling shameful and absurd. A deadly salmonella outbreak from cantaloupe is growing here in the U.S. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The CDC says do not eat pre-cut cantaloupe if the source is unknown. The number of illnesses and recalls tied to a deadly salmonella outbreak continues to grow. At least 117 people in 34 states are sick after eating contaminated cantaloupe in the United States. 61 were hospitalized and 2 have died. Another 63 illnesses, 17 hospitalizations, and 1 death tied to the outbreak have been reported in Canada. The recall has expanded and now also involves Quick Trip Markets, Bix Produce, and a distributor named GHGA. Recalled products were sent to Kroger, Sprouts Farmers Markets, and Trader Joe's stores. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An appeals court is reinstating a gag order against former U.S. President Donald Trump. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Trump has repeatedly disparaged a law clerk in his New York civil fraud trial, including baseless allegations about the clerk's personal life.
It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court. The court was the fraudster in this case.
The one-sentence decision comes 2 weeks after an individual appellate judge put the gag order on hold while the appeals process played out. Trial Judge Arthur Angaron imposed the restriction and said he now plans to enforce the gag order rigorously and vigorously. Trump attorney Christopher Keis called it a tragic day for the rule of law. I'm Ed Donahue.
Myanmar's military junta has blocked communication between detained pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her family and her lawyers, according to her younger son. Suu Kyi's son, Kim Aris, told VOA via phone that the Myanmar junta has not allowed him to communicate with his mother at all, despite concerns about her health. Suu Kyi received a 27-year sentence on what are widely seen as baseless corruption charges. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.